Welcome to the second Sunday of Advent. Max Lucado is one of my favorite Christian authors. I have several of his almost 100 books which have sold over 150 million copies. He is a creative writer and articulate speaker. Every word, phrase, and sentence has meaning. Recently, we started a Christmas video series at our weekly International Cafe at our church, Font Hill Baptist. It's narrated by Lucado and called, God Came Near. Surprisingly, in the latest episode he talked about Santa Claus. I'll let Lucado tell you about him in his own words. Saint Nicholas. Some call him Sinterklaas, others Père Noël or Papa Noël. He's been known as Hatiosho, Sonnerklaas, Father Christmas, Jelly Belly, and to most English speakers, Santa Claus. His original name is Nicholas, which means, victorious. He was born around AD 280 in what is now Turkey. He was orphaned at age 9 when his parents died of a plague. Although many may think that Santa majored in toy making and minored in marketing, actually the original Nicholas studied Greek philosophy and Christian doctrine. He was honored by the Catholic Church by being named Bishop of Myra in the early 4th century. He held the post until his death on December 6 in the year 343. Indeed, last Friday was St. Nicholas Day, celebrated more in Europe than in North America. History recognized him as a saint, but in the 3rd century, he was a bit of a troublemaker. He was twice jailed, once by the Emperor Diocletian for religious reasons, the other for slugging a fellow bishop during a fiery debate. So much for finding out who's naughty and nice, right? A 13th century depiction of Saint Nicholas from St. Catherine's Monastery, Sinai. Public domain, Wikipedia. Old Nick never married, but that wasn't to say he wasn't a romantic. He was best known for the kindness he showed to a poor neighbor who was unable to support his 3 daughters or provide the customary dowry so they could attract husbands. Old Street Nicholas slipped up to the house by night and dropped a handful of gold coins through the window so the eldest daughter could afford to get married. He repeated this act on another 2 nights for the other 2 daughters. This story was the seed which, watered with years, became the Santa legend. It seems that every generation adorned it with another ornament until it sparkled more than a Christmas tree. The gift grew from a handful of coins to bags of coins, and instead of dropping them through the window, he dropped them down the chimney. And rather than land on the floor, the bags of coins landed in the girls' stockings which were hanging on the hearth to dry. So that's where all this stocking stuff started. The centuries have been as good to Nicholas's image as to his deeds. Not only have his acts been embellished, his wardrobe and personality have undergone transformations as well. The Bishop of Myra wore the traditional ecclesiastical robes and mitred hat. He is known to have been slim, interestingly enough, with a dark beard and a serious personality. By 1300, he was wearing a white beard. By the 1800s, he was depicted with a rotund belly and ever-present basket of food over his arm. Soon came the black boots, a red cape, and a cheery stocking on his head. In the late 19th century, his basket of food became a sack of toys. In 1866, he was small and gnomish, but by 1930 he was a robust 6-footer with rosy cheeks and a Coca-Cola. Street. Nick's savior. At the end of the episode, Lucado compares Santa Claus to Jesus Christ. He points out that even the heroes of our legends fall short. After all, Santa only shows up once a year and really can't help us when the bulbs of December come down and the bills of January pile up. But Jesus was, and is, different. He's a true hero who never leaves or forsakes. His earthly life, which spanned a bit over 30 years, changed the world. Lucado ends by asking, is Jesus really the Son of God or just the sum of our dreams? I think you know his answer. God became like us, so that we could become like him. May God make your heart a manger fit for a king. May he be born in you today. The real Saint Nicholas would be pleased if you believed in his savior, instead of the legend that bears his name. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor who is looking forward to Christmas.